Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
There's a smelly smell, a type of smelly smell that smells smelly.
This is something that I didn't realize until I got into my car and then I got home. But there's certain places, there's certain things that the smell lingers on you and it never goes away until you wash it.
Oh, I usually...
Or certain type of things. And maybe it's good.
Usually I love that about boys' cologne.
Okay. I thought one thing that is a good smell that stays on you is like a campfire.
Oh, yeah, bonfires.
Like a bonfire.
Oh, I love that. Some people hate that, but I love when I go to bed and I smell it in my hair and stuff.
What is a smell, good or bad, that you're like, oh my gosh, like that, once it's on you, you're going to have to wash it to get you off? Because I just started thinking of all these things that I'm like, oh, that happened. One thing I love, I'm not knocking it, because I love it. I honestly wish I could eat it every day. I love White Castle, but it always is in my beard. Like, it gets that smell, like the slider and the onions get in my beard. And if I leave a bag, I've done it before overnight in my car. Ooh, I knew I had White Castle.
Oh, you cannot mistake that, the fast food in your car smell.
Yeah, and me and producer Porkchop went out for, I guess we should say lunch, because it sounds worse that we just went out for drinks yesterday. But we did get something to eat. And when we both left this restaurant, I won't say which one it was, legit, I'm like, oh my God, this is the strongest smell I've ever had in my life. It would not leave. It just lingered. Did it come off you finally?
No, I mean, the same thing. I can't, you know, I've got to wash those jeans before I wear them again.
It is just so stinky. I had fajitas the other day, and for whatever reason, like, I love Mexican food, and I'll get, like, Taco Bell all the time, no problem. But whenever I go to this restaurant and I go get the fajitas, they're sizzling, they're on the plate, and I get, like, the Texas style with the shrimp, the steak, and the chicken. It's so awesome. I end up, for whatever reason, like, I'm like, that's the fajita smell right there, and it just will not leave. I don't mind it, but it's like, I almost feel embarrassed that people are like, oh, he smells like fajitas.
I wish that the fresh wood smell at Home Depot could come home on me, because I love
that smell.
I love the smell of that fresh lumber aisle that they have, which is kind of weird, I know.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
At the college I went to, there was a dining hall that had the worst stench in the entire world. So you would have to schedule when you were going to go to make sure that you could go right home afterwards. Because if you went to class, everyone would stare at you and everyone would be so mad at you because it was so obvious who went to the cafeteria before class, and everyone hated that person because the smell was so awful.
All right, thank you, Liv the Web Girl, who ate in the stinky cafeteria. Missy's on the Joe and Alex Show. What place has that smell, whether it's good or bad?
So I'm a teacher, and when you go to Starbucks and you, like, stay in grade and stuff, you always smell like an old coffee bean for, like, hours. Like, afterwards.
I love the smell of coffee. Does an old coffee bean mean it doesn't smell good, though, or it does smell good?
It's like, at first it smells good, but then when you're, like, sitting on the couch for a while, you're like, I just smell weird. Like, I smell like I've been sitting around as a coffee bean all day.
I'm not a coffee drinker. I wish I was, because it would really be great for what we do, but
you'd
I don't
be ready
like
to
it.
Go, yeah.
I don't like coffee, but I love coffee smells, desserts, the coffee candles. I love that.
All right. Thank you for calling, Missy. Let's talk to Allie on the Joe and Alex Show. What is the smell?
Those stupid stink bugs.
Like, I've never smelled
a stink
bug.
You,
yeah.
Oh, my God. It's musty, disgusting. Like, if one lands on you, you can't get rid of the smell until you wash your clothes or you shower or something, and, like, you can smell them a mile away. They're awful.
Yeah, I mean, if you step on one, you'll never forget the smell, Alex.
Oh,
seriously,
you will never ever forget that. Hey, Allie, thank you so much for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show and using your nose right there. Ryan, hey, what smell, good or bad, you're just like, whoa, man, that will never go away, it just lingers?
Oh, that would definitely be cigars.
They're really
fun in the moment, but just they hang on really bad.
Yeah, like the next morning, I don't really smoke, and nothing wrong with it. It's just not my thing, but like a cigar. But at a wedding, usually I'll have a puff or two of somebody's cigar, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the next day, I'm like, I got to get my whole suit cleaned and my whole outfit.
I don't think people are supposed to puff, puff, pass a cigar like something else.
What else would you puff, puff, pass?
I don't know.
Okay, hey, thank you, Ryan. Let's do one more. Tristan on the Joe and Alex Show. What's the smell?
Hey, I think barbecue. You know, from a barbecue joint, you leave, you got that brisket smell all day.
You know what? That sounds pretty damn good.
So I was going to say, is that like a good thing or a bad thing to have that on
you
all day?
No, I think it's a good thing.
Unless, like, you know, you go home to your wife, she's like, wait, did you already eat? Like, no, she's like, there's barbecue sauce in your beard, Joe. I know all about it. Hey, Tristan, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And coming up next, this is something that is just weird. I at least think so. Liv the Web Girl, we're going to have to talk to her about that. It's coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show.